Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Saturday morning, and we are excited again to see everyone and for you guys to hear us on today. This is the Fresh Start Show, Dr. Holt and Tom Cortese. Listen, it's going down. We're excited for another beautiful weekend, and we hope that everyone had a wonderful Independence Day from the 4th of July, and hope you have some wonderful barbecue, some good food, and family, friends, and fun. And so we are excited for another day's edition, another weekend's edition of the Fresh Start Show. We are so happy to be with you on this beautiful weekend. Listen, it's going down, so get on up, get on up, get on up. It's the Fresh Start Show. You know what we talk about. Our mission is we are to help our formerly incarcerated brothers and sisters who's been in prison, because we know that when people come out of prison, it is not as easy as it seems to bounce back on your feet. And we know that when you get a felony in this country, the system is not broken. It is designed on purpose to marginalize and disenfranchise you to be able to vote, to be able to get housing, to put a roof over your head for your family. It's difficult by design to be able to get employment, to put food on the table. So listen, we know the struggle is certainly real. But guess what? We are so glad that... That's why we have Fresh Start, because it is designed to give people a real bona fide fresh start. We know that mistakes should only be a lesson, but it should never be a life sentence. And so that's what we believe. That's why we work really, really hard in the paint to make an impact in our city and make an impact in our families and make an impact in our communities. Because of Fresh Start, there's another father in the home back with his family. Because of Fresh Start, some incarcerated mother got another second chance and now at home getting custody of her babies again. Yeah. Because of Fresh Start, our streets are safer because people want to have a mind to build their career and put food on the table. Because of Fresh Start, there's less people with warrants driving around illegal because of Fresh Start. There's less people driving around with suspended driver's license because of Fresh Start. Because of Fresh Start,
we can vote.
You can vote. You can be able to participate in November's election because of Fresh Start. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that wonderful? Because of Fresh Start being in our city and being in the state of Arizona, that's real public safety. Don't get me wrong, I do believe in, you know, having public servants in the streets as police officers, but just hiring thousands and thousands of cops and putting them on the streets is not the only way to public safety. The big part of public safety is shifting mindsets and shifting people's heart not to even do criminal acts anymore. And that's what Fresh Start offers. We are in the recidivism business. We are in the restorative justice business. We are here to make sure our cities are safer, that more families are staying together. And mothers and fathers, after paying their debt to society, can come home and back and reintegrate with harmony. Now that looks like rainbows and unicorns, right? In real life, it's not that simple. No, because sometimes you come out of prison, you have paranoia. You have post-traumatic stress disorder. You have depression, anxiety. You have sexual assaults, beatings, and all of those different things that incarceration plays. And so that's why we have a Fresh Start. That's why it's important that Tucson continues this work. Even at this point, I don't care who gets in office. I'm going to serve you notice that if you don't participate in what we're trying to do to make our city safe, then you're going to hear from us. Because we're not about politics. It doesn't matter if you're conservative. It doesn't matter if you're liberal. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. And we have to speak truth to power to let people know that the real way of safety in our community is helping people to never want to do a criminal act again. That's what Fresh Start is all about. And we are here to make a difference. And so we're excited for the mission. We got a great event coming up, one of our smaller events that we do every quarter called the Fresh Start Empowerment Clinics. We had a great one in the month of March. We're coming back again to you in July 13th. So, yes, Saturday, July 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Fresh Start Empowerment Clinic is going to be here. And our special theme is Warrant Resolution Day. You heard it. Warrant Resolution Day. Well, what does that mean? I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. What it means is that if you have a pending misdemeanor warrant, through our city courts or our justice courts, our judge is going to be here to help you with those warrants. So this is big deal, guys. So if you got pending warrants, you got a ticket, and you're supposed to show up at court, and you had a failure to appear, more than likely, you probably have a pending warrant. You just don't know. A lot of people don't think they have warrants because they don't send warrants in the mail. They don't. Yeah. They don't put
no notification.
They'll put your warrant into the U.S. Post office letter and mail it to you. Say, hey, you know you got a warrant, right?
By
you know,
the way,
a lot of people think, well, I'm good because I ain't got nothing in the mail. I'm good. Mm. No, it don't work that way.
Yeah. Get pulled over. You ain't good.
No, you ain't good at all. You're not good at all. And you could be on your way to a date and get pulled over and go to jail. You could have your kids, your family in a car, and y'all getting ready to do a picnic and get pulled over. And your whole family activity is totally ruined because now mama, daddy got handcuffs and going to jail. Let's not do that, guys. Yeah. Let's not do that. We want to keep you out of the county jail as much as possible because even people are dying in custody these days.
That's
so
right.
It could be
22 and 18
it could
months.
Be life or death these days. Talking to that.
Well, I mean, look at the election. The election's coming up on the 30th. There's about 8 candidates running for sheriff, and 2 of the candidates are the same as what is, you know, our incumbent sheriff, and one of the other candidates is the commandant from the jail. And 18 deaths over 22 months or 22 deaths over 18 months, something like that, from the jail or within 3 days of being in the jail.
Yeah.
And the people that are in charge of the jail who are responsible for those lives are asking to be reelected. So I think they should be held accountable. I think we should investigate the people. And now I have the opportunity to do it because I can vote because of Fresh Start. Okay? So I'm investigating and I'm looking into all of the backgrounds of all these individuals to see who has a heart for the individual who is disenfranchised. The individual. We have people in this city right now, bro, that want to criminalize homelessness.
Yeah.
You know, how insane is that?
Yeah.
I mean, and these and that's coming from Christian voices.
Oh,
that they want to criminalize homelessness.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did this come from that you can incarcerate people because they're down on their luck, because they didn't have what you had growing up, because they didn't have the advantages, because they're not your color.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plain and simple, bro. And they grew up in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do better. And our election system is part of doing better, bro. And we have to look into it because the jail is just out of control right now. And they're asking for like $1 billion to build a new jail.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, we have people in there for non-dangerous crimes. Why? We have people in there for drug offenses. Why?
Yeah.
You know, and taxpayers are paying for them to be there and paying for the guards to guard them.
Yeah.
You know, and we have seen the videos of people being beaten in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know about the loss of life from people ODing from fentanyl in there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So where is the oversight?
Is
all I'm saying.
And
so go out, make a decision to participate in Pima County and moving forward in Pima County. And remember that your vote gives people a chance for a future, because the people that are coming, like Laura Conover, that have a heart for stopping recidivism, for transformative justice, restorative justice. She started the first restorative justice program in Arizona ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bro, people that have a heart for that, let's start bringing people back into the community rather than disenfranchising them further.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you're right. And we want to do all we can to keep you out of the county jail for so many reasons. You need to stay away from the county jail. It can be a matter of life and death based on what we're seeing. So, July 13th, this Saturday, is going down at the 1940?
1940.
East Silver Lake. So come on down at the Goodwill building, the Goodwill location. We're going to have 22 vendors. We're going back. We're gonna be, we will be giving out free haircuts. So
sports
some,
clips be
sports
out there.
Clips. Yeah. So we'll be out there doing the...
Seven girls.
So come on out.
Are coming out to cut.
Yep. So come on out and get that fresh haircut. We will have clothes again. So if you need some interview clothes... So please come on out. We're going to have some nice clothes for you if you need that job interview and things you need to go and do and take care of your business and look the part. So everything is free. You know, there's no cost to this. So all you got to do is just get out of that bed and get down here and make sure that you take care of your business. So we're doing warrant day. The same judges, yes, they still do. Court fees and fines. They still will look into your tickets and they still work with your driver's license and all of that. So if you need those services, please still come out. But the big enchilada is the warrant day. We wanted a warrant resolution because too many people in the city have pending warrants and you just don't know. And it can just happen to anybody. So we strongly advise you come down at 1940 East Silver Lake at the Goodwill building. That's where we would be, and we're looking to make something happen.
How about Goodwill, bro? Lance Meeks and Goodwill of Southern Arizona partnering with us and giving us the space to be able to do this. The space is to be able to do this. We're taking over their complex, and they're going to have their programs out there, four or five tables full of programs for restorative. And they're doing a good work out there, bro, with guys that are coming out, gals that are coming out and offering these programs to give them, man, a foundation. You know, it most people don't think about that. They think, you know, you go back to work, you get an apartment, you live your life.
Yeah.
It's not like that because you never had the tools to begin with, bro. So we have to go back to ground zero and start learning those things while we're doing the other things.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that becomes a burden. That's why Fresh Start. We're here, man. We're a text away. We're an email away.
Yeah.
You know, like we talk about it constantly. You are worth it. You are valued. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Your life is valued, and there is value to your life out here in this community in Pima County.
Yeah.
And you got to know that. And you got to know the skills and the talents that you have had since you were a little kid. You still got them.
Yeah.
And we just need to get you with the right people to bring all of that stuff out, bro. Yeah, and when we do, we see people live their best life, live the best version of themselves, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very cool because we've seen that with so many people now, over 4 years now, right?
Yeah.
We've seen so many people that have come through Fresh Start and just getting this off their back, right? They are able to move forward. And I mean sprint. Forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've seen dudes open their own businesses and become very successful and flourish and help others that are coming from our situation. That's what it's about, bro. And it is a community. It's a Fresh Start community. And I talk to so many people that have been part of this community and this family that you know, and they keep saying, you know, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't have this stuff off my back.
That's right.
You know, and it makes people light, bro.
Yeah.
You take it off their back, it makes them light, and they feel free, and they feel better. And it's going from sports clips and a haircut to DKA and some clothes to an interview and feeling confident.
Yeah.
That's Fresh Start, bro.
That's what it's all about.
Right? We give you a fresh look, we give you a fresh start, and the people out there, they all want you to have a fresh start.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, bro, what we're doing.
And that's another reason why our vote matters.
Yeah.
And we want you to be paying attention to people's policies, right? We want you to be paying attention to people's policies. I mean, a lot of people say what they're going to do, what they plan to do. But let's go back to the record and pay attention to people's policies. It's no secret that Fresh Start cannot do what it does at the level that it does without the county attorney's office. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we have to have prosecutors at the table that's restorative, that wants to help us in this mission to help people stay out of prison. We're absolutely is not saying when you are a menace to society and you are a danger to society that we don't hold you accountable. But that can't just be across the board for any and all little offenses, right? Especially nonviolence. We got to have some common sense in this kind of work where we're restorative versus being extremely punitive. And so we appreciate the work that Laura Conover has done with Fresh Start. We appreciate having her commitment and support to the endeavors that we have done because of Laura Conover and her leadership. It's no secret that we have made some great strides in our city and in our community. And my organization is not political, you know, so I'm not just saying that because our organization is liberal. No, not at all. If you was a Republican and you partner with us and you help us to make some change in the community, I'm going to celebrate you too.
Amen.
If you're an independent,
yeah,
and you got alongside Fresh Start, yeah, and you help us to make change in the city, yeah, I'm going to celebrate you too. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so we just appreciative of the county attorney's office, no matter who's in the office, because the office is bigger than the person.
Right.
And we know through elections, things can change. But what we want is policy, that we want to make sure that we are making our streets safer, making our community safer. And Dr. Holt and the Fresh Start family, we're willing to work with anyone that's going to do all they can to help as many people stay out of prison. You know, stay out of prison, stay out of the county jail. Let's keep them with their families like where adults should be. To make change and have a beautiful life, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, let's work on an incentivized sentencing structure rather than a punitive sentencing structure.
Yeah,
mass incarceration is an absolute failure, bro. We incarcerate more people in this country per capita than like 30 other nations combined. Okay, over 2 million people incarcerated in America?
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
And what does that translate into? About 7 million that are either on probation or parole?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that have been, and you know what?
And just about all of them have felonies where they're about to
be disenfranchised. And a lot of them are really colorful people too, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean that in a literal sense.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
and we've talked about the zero tolerance from the youth on and that pipeline that just runs them straight into the bars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, bro, where are we moving from? What are we moving to? Either we move to a system that is receptive to people coming back into society, back into the community, and enhancing their ability to be successful by offering them the resources that they could be successful in with. I would choose that one, bro, rather than the one that this punitive structure of the sentencing code says that if you've done this crime, you have this, if it's your first, this, if it's your second, this, if it's your third, and that's it.
Yeah.
You go to prison for that period of time.
Yeah.
There is nothing to incentivize you doing anything while you're in there, right? Because I got to do this amount of time. And it's like 14, 21, 28 years. And it's like, there's no hope, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where do you go with that? If you had an incentivized program, sentencing code, then people that get education, get treatment, behavioral health, mental health, and that reduces their sentence because it prepares them to be set free.
Right.
And they get to deal with the traumas that put them in the place, that put them in the place, that put them in there. Because there's a whole bunch of places we go before we get there. You know, there are a whole bunch of bottoms we get to before we get in there. We got to deal with those.
So, Tom, speaking to what are some of the top three major hurdles for someone getting out of prison?
Well, housing for one, bro. Housing is just huge. I mean, there are so many people with these contracts, these leases, and felony, you're out. You know, and it doesn't matter what that felony is, you're out.
Yeah.
You know, jobs. You know, if you got to go in and tell somebody, automatically, they're not able to, you know, it's a check the box state, that type of thing. They're not able to just disregard you, but by the second interview, you have to tell them. And when they run the background check, it's going to come back anyway. I've talked, even one of the guys that does the orientation with us out at the prison, bro, he got shot down, right? And he works for a behavioral health place.
Wow.
So, I mean, if that's happening to, because he has a felony in his background, and we're using RSSs like through the roof now, you know, these release support specialists,
and
to help people with their addictions and get past their addictions and stuff. And the vast majority of them have crimes, bro, misdemeanors, felonies on their record. And the one girl at the orientation 2 weeks ago, she said she got her fingerprint card because she got cleared through Fresh Start in order to get the fingerprint card. And she has advanced to a job that like almost doubled her salary and put her in a very high trust position because she had a felony. She no longer, they can no longer look at that. So now she can get fingerprinted and go into the institutions she can go into.
Right.
That's what Fresh Start does, bro.
Yeah.
It gives you the next level. You know, we come out with our banker box, you know, and our little bit of property that we accumulated over the time period that we were in there. And we show up at that parole building, bro, and that's it, man. You sign all of those rules and regulations and you go out and you got to do it. You know, and there's nobody there. There's a lot of people there now, bro, because of Fresh Start, you know, because of people that have a heart for people like me. You know, because of you and your voice and people hearing you speak about, we are valued.
Yeah.
We are worth it. You know?
Yeah.
And we need to hear that, bro. Yeah. Because, you know, there's a dude coming to that cell door every day telling you you're not. Mm. Telling you you're trash. Telling you you're a loser. That's happening every day in there, bro. And we have to combat that.
Yeah.
Right. We have to put out the narrative that says, no, you are worth it and you are valued, because I know thousands of men, bro, that I was locked up with. Such talented men, such good people, bro.
Yeah.
But they made a mistake, man. Should it be a life sentence? We say no.
Right.
But you know what? It is in this society. It is in this country. It is in this state and in this city.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I tell people at that orientation every week, bro.
Yeah.
Don't think just because some of the hearts have changed here at parole, you don't have to do your part. You got to do your part.
Yeah.
You got to pull them up by the belt loops, put one in front of the other, and do it the right way every day.
That's right.
And if you do, people are going to come alongside you, and they're going to help you.
All right. You heard it, man. Listen, it's Fresh Start. What do you listen to? You listening to The Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holden Tom Cortez. We're here every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Please continue to listen up. Listen, we get ready to close out, but we want you to most definitely be paying attention to these dates. On this next Saturday, July 13th, we're going to be at the Goodwill location, 1940 East Silver Lake. It is the Fresh Start Empowerment Clinic. It's warrant day. If you got a pending warrant, misdemeanor warrant, we will not be addressing felony warrants. That's in superior courts, but in our misdemeanor courts, city courts, justice courts, we want to help you with those misdemeanor warrants. So come on out and join us on July 13th from 9 to 1 p.m. at 1940 East Silver Lake at the Goodwill building. All right, Tom, what you got going on, man?
Just the same thing, bro. I can't wait for this event next Saturday. We're going to have the orientation on Tuesday. You know, everybody come together. And even if you don't have a warrant, come out there. We're going to have resources out there. We're going to have jobs out there, housing out there. We got 22 plus vendors right now. So if you come out there, we could probably get you the paperwork. And a lot of the phone calls I've been getting, bro, are from people that are from outside of Pima County or Maricopa County.
Okay.
And we can't do outside counties. Okay. But we can get you the paperwork for you to file in those counties and help you do that paperwork.
Yeah, yeah.
So please come out there. If you got stuff around the state, you know, out of the state, we can't do that. But within the state, we can. We can help you with all of that paperwork. And let's get it together. And let's, anybody that needs to, get your stuff ready for October.
All right.
So let's start that.
All right. So let's come on out. And you're right. The expo will be October 19th. And guess what? If you're Maricopa County, we will be up there November 2nd, Fresh Start Phoenix. So everything is going down. We're excited for what's taking place. So remember those dates. It's going down. the clinic on the July 13th, the Expo TCC is going down. So we just excited for you. Thank you for everybody joining us. Remember, we believe that everyone deserves a new beginning. So meet us there, or beat us there, and we'd love to see you. Fresh start.